Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Angelicia. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Megan. I just got an email notification that I ordered a subscription with you guys for a total of $49.89. It gave me a subscription ID, a date, and a time, and it has my address. I did not do that. So can we just double check in the system? What's what? Like, they gave me like a password, a subscription ID, a subscriber name, the date and
Could you
time.
provide me with your zip code?
Yeah, it is 80112.
Your first and last name, ma'am?
My first name is Megan, Megan. Last name Horstman, Horstmann.
Okay. I'm going through my database to see if I can find anything with your first and last name attached to it. One second. Okay, I have located an account here with your first and last name on there. Could you please verify your shipping address for security purposes, please?
Would it be 7877 South Chester Street, Englewood, Colorado, 80112?
Thank you for that information. Ms. Megan, I'm showing here that there was an account open on today in regards to trying to get the free Dyson vacuum cleaner. It was automatically associated with Bites Hub, which is a meal planning app. It helps you use food to boost energy, cut sugar and carbs, and you can create meals based on how many calories you like to consume in a day. I can apply a $20 discount to anything future for you.
Yes, so I did a survey and then just had to pay for the shipping and handling for the Dyson, but I did not agree to this.
Okay. Well, if you will hold one brief moment for me.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Ms. Megan, thank you so much
Yes.
for patiently holding. If you
No,
have
thank
pen
you for
and
your
paper, no problem. If you have pen and paper,
yeah.
I can provide you with the cancellation number. In regards to the $49.89, I have gotten that charge voided out for you. It'll take 3 to 5 business days for it to reflect back into the account. That's if it was completely withdrawn, but if it's still pending, it'll disappear and the charge will be non-existent. Let me know when you're ready for that number.
I'm ready. So and then so and I just call or do what with this?
No, ma'am. You don't have to call or do anything. This is just your reference number in regards to that, the call on today.
Reference number in regards to this plan.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to make sure I write down all the information. A total of 49.89. 89. Okay, and the reference number is
C as in cat, 920-142-6. 6.
You said C920142 6.
No, ma'am, 142-236.
236. Okay.
Yes, ma'am,
Sorry,
so it
my
should be
phone
two
messed that
twos
up.
right there. You're okay.
So I'm just to repeat just to make sure I have it correctly. It's C920142236. Is that
Yes,
correct?
ma'am, that is.
Okay. Awesome. So does this make the Dyson thing null and void as well?
Yes, ma'am, because you have to automatically be in subscription with the meal plan app to have it shipped out to you. So that is canceled as well.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure so that whatever I paid for them too will also be returned.
Yes, ma'am, that charge of $49.89 has been returned to you.
Okay, but then what I paid for shipping and handling with the Dyson will also be returned.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it'll be the $49.89 plus the two whatever something for shipping.
Well, I'm only just seeing that $49.89, so it could be included in that because that's the only charge that I'm showing here, which we did void that out.
Hold on, let me just check my account really quick. Oh, Okay. Yeah, I'm just seeing the $49.89, so I'm assuming that then would be included in it. Okay, well, I really appreciate your help. Thank you so much for being so kind and sweet. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too, darling. Thanks.